Luke 10, reading from verse 25. The Parable of the Good Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
"What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?"
He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself."
"You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live."
But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbour?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came to where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her."
Having spoken about barren places yesterday, we move today to a story based on an inhospitable road, the familiar story of the Good Samaritan. Continuing my thoughts from yesterday, here we are in a rocky place, a place where we would not expect to find anything good, a place which is remote and dangerous, but a place which has to be travelled through in order to journey between towns and Jerusalem. Yet in this barren place we catch a glimpse of what it means to follow Jesus' instruction to love our neighbour. The Samaritan's actions are unexpected because of the animosity between the nations. When we step into these places, it is also perhaps unexpected and uncomfortable for us. Of course, we do not need to put ourselves into the dangerous places where robbers lurk, but we do need to get out of our comfort zone and interact with people in need, wherever they are. We cannot turn our heads away and keep walking. So that even in those unwelcoming and sometimes hostile places, we can reveal a glimpse of God and catch a glimpse of God ourselves. I've chosen as our hymn today, number 599 from Singing the Faith, "When We Walk with the Lord in the Light of His Word."
Thank you. We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself. Lord, if we stay on the safe paths, we will never meet those in need of our aid. Help us to see the opportunities which come before us and to respond in your name. Lord, we remember Mary as she sat at your feet and listened. In this season of Lent, may we too come before you and listen to your word. May we hear your desire that we love all of our neighbours, not the easiest or the closest, those that we see as safe, but all our neighbours. Lord, we also pray that as we travel through life, that your loving arms will enfold us and keep us safe as we trust in you. Amen.